This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. It's the fifth day of raging hostilities between Israel and Palestinian militants, and Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as militants continue to fire rockets back at the Jewish state. Israel's military said Friday they had not entered Gaza, but that air and ground forces were involved in attacks there. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs fight on the streets of his country. Taliban and Afghan government negotiators said Friday they met in Qatar after a long pause in peace talks between the two. It came on the second day of a three-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. They began negotiations in September last year to try to find a way to end decades of war, but the talks stalled after a few rounds and violence has escalated since the United States began a final pullout of troops from Afghanistan on May 1st. The Taliban refused to attend a planned Washington-backed conference in Istanbul last month that was being held in a bid to speed up peace talks. The Russian government said Friday it is officially deeming the United States and the Czech Republic unfriendly states and that U.S. diplomatic missions could no longer employ staff, while Czech missions could employ a maximum of 19. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law last month to limit the number of local staff working at foreign diplomatic missions and other agencies and ordered the government to draw up a list of so-called unfriendly states that'll be subject to the restrictions. This is VOA News. Germany on Friday classified Britain as a coronavirus risk area due to the emergence there of a highly infectious variant first detected in India. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning the spread of the variant may impact the country's full exit from restrictions. Britain is considering accelerating vaccinations in areas where the Indian variant has been found. The United Kingdom has delivered one of the world's fastest inoculation campaigns, giving the first shot to almost 70% of the adult population and a second to 36%, helping to reduce infection rates and deaths. But the emergence of the variants in parts of northern England and London has prompted some scientists to call for reopenings to be delayed and a rethink on the speed of the vaccine rollout. Hong Kong Security Bureau said on Friday it has frozen assets belonging to jailed media tycoon Jimmy Law in the first use of its seizure of powers granted to authorities under the national security law. The assets included all the shares of Next Digital Limited held by Law and the property in the local bank accounts of three companies owned by him, according to a government statement issued on behalf of the Security Bureau. He was sentenced to 14 months in prison for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Friday that a state of emergency was being extended to a broader area due to a rapid rise of coronavirus cases in those regions, but he added that holding a safe and secure Olympics Games was possible if tight preventative measures were implemented that would keep ordinary Japanese from coming into contact with those who are arriving in connection with the Games. The Olympics, postponed for a year due to the pandemic, are set to start on July 23rd. And the top prosecutor in Cyprus has asked police to investigate possible criminal offenses in the running of a cash-for-passport scheme after an official probe suggested thousands of passports may have been wrongly issued to rich foreigners. The East Mediterranean island awarded citizenship to about 7,000 people between 2007 and 2020, the vast majority of them Russians, under the now discredited scheme. An independent board of inquiry led by a former chief justice noted in an interim report last month that 51% of passports went to people who should not have qualified. The entire interim report was handed over to police, the island's legal service said in a statement on Friday. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.